Tfilo de David, Shalom of Racha, welcome everyone. We continue with Tilm Life Lesson, Shin number 32. Mizmor Yitzayin, Dovra Melech, introduces a new way to begin Tehillim. Tfilo, he starts this perek, chapter 17, with Tfilo, not La Matseach, not Mizmor, but rather Tfilo de David. In fact, there are only four times that Dovra Melech begins all of the 150 prakim of Tehillim with Tfilo, and here in Mizmor Yitzayin is the first of the four times. The theme that we're going to be focusing on in this shir is based on Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger tells us that every tefillah is really appropriate to be accepted, should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is it that sometimes tefillahs are not accepted by Hashem? It's because a person's not davening properly. For example, I had a friend of mine who told me once, he called a repairman to help him fix his washing machine. And the repairman showed him that there's this cord, a string with prongs coming out from the washing machine. He told him he had to plug it into the wall before you try to turn on the machine. It's a true story. In order to turn on the washing machine, you had to plug it in, and he forgot to plug it in. He called down the repairman. If a person doesn't daven properly, he could be saying the words, he could be turning the pages, he could be shuckling. But if he's not davening properly, the tefillah will not be accepted. So we have to understand, what does it mean to daven properly? Before we do that, let's understand the historical context of this perek with some ideas, some points and facts about Mizmor Yitzayin. First and foremost, David HaMelech wrote this perek after the Maisa of Batsheva, and David HaMelech doing tshuva, and is in Shmuel Beis, perek Yer Aleph. His soldiers are approaching the enemies, and he davens to Hashem that they should not be affected and harmed by his behavior. Tfilah le David, Shema Hashem Tzedek. David Melch davens to Hashem. Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hashiva Rinosi, Hazino. Tfilosi, V'loi Sirsei Mero. There are five different expressions that David HaMelech is pleading to Hashem. Shema Hashem, Tfilo de David, number one. Shema Hashem Tzedek, number two. Akshiva Reinasi, number three. Hazina Tfilosi. Hashem should hear his Tfilo. Belo Yisiv Sei Mirma, without any words, any lips of deceit. Very timely, as we are around a week before Rosh Hashanah. This is appropriate every time of the year. Especially now, the Siyata Deshmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always see how it connects to the Parsha, it connects to the time that we're in. The Medrash asks why these five different mentions of David HaMelech pleading to Hashem to hear his tefillah. And the Medrash explains, because just like by Yom Kippur, David HaMelech said, if I stand before you in judgment, I won't come out innocent. But after a person recites Kriya Shema on Yom Kippur, and then the four tefillahs of the day, of Shachris, of Musaf, of Mincha, and then the Ilah, with Kriya Shema first, in that approach, then Pasuk Bei says, Milfonecha Mishpati Yetzei, I will be able to go out to the proper justice. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will find my innocence. And the question is, why is that? Why after a person is mekabel, after a person davens Shema, why is that if he davens the Shacharis, the Musaf, Mincha, and the Ilah, why milfanecha mishpati yetze? Why is that? Because when a person was just mekabel O Malchus Shemayim by saying Kriya Shema, and when a person davened four tefillahs, and realize he's standing in front of Hashem. Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, Ofi Agit Hilosacha. And throughout Yom Kippur, he's doing Vidwa, he's improving himself. And he's showing Hashem that he's doing a tshuva. Then, Milfonecha Mishpati Yetze. I will come out innocent, because I did a proper tshuva. I'm not the same person anymore. And that's what we're going to do when it comes to Yom Kippur. We're going to Mekabo O Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakeinu Hashem Echad. And we say as well, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elohim Ved. We say it out loud on Yom Kippur. Because we are like Malachim, like angels. And then we have Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Where we show HaKadosh Baruch we're doing a Tshuva Shleima. This is what David HaMelech is telling us over here. And that's Tefillah LeDavid. Shema Hashem Tzedek, Tefillah David is number one. That's Kriya Shema, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Shachris, Hakshivari Nasi, Hazina Tefilasi, B'lai Sisa Mirma, the rest of the Tefillahs as well. In fact, by some Sfardim, they have them in Hagim, to recite Mizmor Yitzayin on Yom Kippur, for that reason. That it's connected so much to Tshuva and to Yom Kippur. So we explained historically this is taking place after the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, and David is doing tshuva. David HaMelech teaches us over here that the secret to a successful tefillah is to ask Hashem. The secret to a successful tshuva is to ask Hashem for assistance. We always have to ask Hashem for assistance in everything we're doing, whether we put the key in the car, or will you dive into Hashem? Before I said this shir, I asked Hashem, Hashem, give me the siyata d'shmaya, so I can say these words of the shir, so people can understand the Tehillim better, and come closer to you. Before I say a shir, always say a tefillah, before anything we do. David HaMelech is teaching us. Tefillah to David, Shema Hashem Tzedek. Hashem, hear me out, hear my righteousness that I want to come closer to you. Hear the emes. Always daven to Hashem. Especially when it comes, the person wants to do tshuva. In Pasuk Yud Beis, we have a word that is found only one time in all of Tanakh. And it's in our paragraph over here. Only time in Tanakh. Dimyoinoi. Pasuk Yud Beis. Dimyoinoi ka'arya yichsaif litroif. He resembles, he's compared to. It's important to point out that this is the one time in Tanakh we find this word, dimyoinoi. At the end of this perek, the last pasuk, we find a source for giving staka before a person davens. Ani b'tzedek echze panecha. As for me, I will behold your face through righteousness. Ani b'tzedek echze panecha. How does a person come to see Hashem? How does a person come before Hashem? Which is a reference to tefillah. Ani b'tzedek. B'tzedek is a reference to giving tzedakah, which we'll get to mitzvah Hashem at the end of this year. We come now back to Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger tells us as follows. In order for a person's tefillah to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to say Shira first. He has to sing to Hashem. What does it mean to sing to Hashem? To sing to Hashem means as follows. Kishem shmevarach ala toiv, kach mevarach ala ra. The same way a person makes a bracha on the good, so too a person has to make a bracha on the ra. A person has to appreciate and understand that everything that happens to him, whether it's good, it looks good, or whether it looks not good, like ra, he has to realize that all comes from Hashem. Shaloi mashir lefanav yizbarach ala toivo ein roi rak misho hoya mevarich ala ra gam kein. To sing praise to Hashem. What does it mean to sing a praise to Hashem? It's only if a person will also mevarich ala ra. Will also say, Hashem, I understand that this came from you as well. But if a person doesn't do that, if he doesn't say Shira on the Ra, then he's not saying Shira on the Taif. As Chazal tells Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet says, the Chai of Adam Levarich al Ra, Kishem Shemavarich al Taif. A person is obligated to make a Bracha on the Ra, just like on the toy, on the good. And that's what we see over here in Pasuk Aleph. David HaMelech is telling us, Ha'azina tfilosi, b'loi sifsei mirma. Ha'azina tfilosi, hear my tfilah, b'loi sifsei mirma. My lips are not going to speak deceitful. I'm not going to attack you, Hashem. I accept everything that happens to me. Now, what happened to David HaMelech in his life? If there's ever a person who had tsaros in his life, we all know it was David HaMelech. We'd probably agree that if we didn't know who wrote Tehillim, one of the last people we would think to write Tehillim would be David HaMelech, maybe Eiyahu as well. But David HaMelech accepts everything is coming from Hashem. Dechayiv Odom Levorich Al Hara Keshem Shemavorich Al HaToiva. And this ties in tremendously to what we spoke about in the previous perek of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sami. Now I place Hashem in front of me at all times. Kimi Mini Balemite. When the person internalizes and works on this day after day and throughout the day, that Hashem is right here, right next to me, with me. And even though something's happening, it's not good, it doesn't look like it's going well for me, I know Hashem has a master plan. Ha'azina tfilosi, tells us David HaMelech here in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Ha'azina, hear my words, hear my tfilah. B'lo yisiv sei mirma. Without any words of deceit, I accept everything from you, Hashem. Rav Shlomo Kluger continues and says, from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Leiv, a person has to organize the praise of Hashem and then daven. How does a person daven to Hashem? You have to organize the praise of Hashem. Then he davens. And where do we learn this out from? None other than Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Veschanan. And these are the words I want to read to you from Shlomo Kluger. Every single tefillah really should be accepted by Hashem. And the reason why is it that there are times that a person's tefillah does not work? Because the person is not davening like a tefillah. You go to the washing machine and you push the button, you put the soap in, you put it in the clothing, you close the lid, turn it on, but it doesn't go on. Well, if you don't plug it in, it's not going to go on. But you did everything else. You come back, the clothing's not clean. If a person doesn't daven properly, his tefillah will not be accepted, explains Rav Shlomo Kluger. Having mikoyach dein mispala kedin tefillah, he's not davening the way a person has to daven a tefillah. Why? Kevin did sarich. First, the person has to organize the praise of Hashem, and then he has to daven. What does it mean, the praise of Hashem? The praise of Hashem is to accept the ra, just like accepts the toiv. Accepts that which looks like it's bad. He accepts that the same way when he's happy when something good happens to him. And he explains this from Parshas Veschanon, right at the beginning of the parasha. The pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Chavdal and Chavhei, Hashem Elokim. Look at the two references to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ato hachilois laharis es avdoch es godlucha. You began to show, you started to show your servant as godlucha, your greatness as yodcha hachazaka, your strong arm. Strong hand, Asher Mikel Vashemayim of Aretz, who is like you in the heavens and earth? Asher Yasek Masecho Vechugvurisecho, that can do everything that you can do. Moshe Rabbeinu now asks his plea, Ebro, no, please, let me go over into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Kluger points out, why do we have over here Hashem Elokim? As the Medrash asks this question as well. Hashem, Loshon Hashem, is Midas Rachamim. Elohim is Midas Adin. And the point is that David HaMelech is accepting. Excuse me. Moshe Rabbeinu is accepting. Hashem Elokim. Midas HaRachmim and Midas HaDin. Whatever happens. Ebro no. I understand. First, Kishem Shemavarech Alaram Avarech Alatoiv. David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu is accepting everything that happens to him. The good and the bad. And then after that, then he's praising Hashem and accepting it. Then Ebronna. Then he's asking to go over. This, says Shlomo Kluger, is the way the person has to daven. And when a person is living every single day with a Shivisi Hashem, then he can come to daven Hashem Elokim with Emidas Adin, Emidas Arachmim. But let's take a step back for a second. We said we're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. Let me ask you a question. Was Moshe Rabbeinu answered? He davened 515 tefillos. 515. Gemach of Eschanan. Was he answered? Did he go into Eretz Yisrael? And we all know the answer. He did not go into Eretz Yisrael. So how can we learn out and say, this is how you daven, and if not, your tefillos will not be answered? They asked Chaim Kineski. People came to him all the time. Said they want this, a shidduch, and they want parnasa, and they want a refuah, whatever it might be. What should they do? So he said, daven with kavana. And they would say, but I'm doing that. And he would say, continue to daven with kavana. Where is Chaim Kineski, Zechat Sadik Levracha? Where is he coming from? And the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening properly. And one more tefillah, he would have entered into Eretz Yisrael. We're not discussing now Parshas Veschanon, but that would not have been a good thing for Klal Yisrael. And Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, sent down Malach Gavriel and told Malach Gavriel, stop Moshe Rabbeinu from davening one more tefillah, because if he davens one more tefillah, he'll enter into Eretz Yisrael. And that's not going to be good for Klal Yisrael. So we do learn out how to daven. Li'oilom. Yisad Adam Shavach Shamakum. First, a person has to organize the praise of Hashem. What does it mean, the praise of Hashem? That a person accepts the Ra and the Toiv and the Ra, the good and the bad. Why is that the praise of Hashem? Because what a person is really doing, he's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Everything that's taking place when he's being Misad Shavach Shamakum and accepting the Ra and the Toiv, he is saying, you Hashem are the Melech, Malchi Amlochim. You Hashem are the King. You Hashem in charge of everything. You enter into a tefillah with this mindset that Hashem is in charge of everything. Then says the Shlomo Kluger, your tefillahs will be answered. You might have to daven again and again and again, 516 times. But that's at least we know now, he says, the correct way to daven. What is the praise of Hashem? To accept, no matter what happens, b'simcha. It's something we have to work on. And this is what David Melech is teaching us. And if we do that, what does he say in Pasuk Beis? Milfanecha mishpati yetzei. My court case that I'm standing in front of you, I will come out innocent. And that's what we're all looking forward to come out with a good court case, a Shoshana Yom Kippur. This is step number one of the Shir. Part two. We come now to the last pasuk. The last pasuk of the Perek. Also the same theme of how to get our tefillahs to work properly. How to get our tefillahs to hit the right part, the right spot, and Hashem should accept it. Pasuk says, Ani b'tzedek echze panecha. As for I b'tzedek, with tzedek, echze panecha, I will come to see your face. And the reverence to come to daven in front of Hashem. In some siddurim, you'll notice that it says, they bring down from the Arizal, that a person should be mekabel, should accept upon themselves the mitzvah v'haftorecha kamoicha. The mitzvah to love every single Jew like they love themselves. want to share with you a mahalach, a way to do this in action before a person davens. And it's brought down from Aaron Rosenfeld, the Rav of Yafo. He says over, there were two brothers who over the years were separated geographically as well as financially. One brother who lived with his father was extremely poor, and the other brother was extremely wealthy, very wealthy. One day, the poor brother tells his father he wants to go see his brother, make the trip out there, and ask him for some financial assistance. So the father says, good, of course, why not? He's your brother. Poor brother goes out, travels, takes the little few possessions he has with him. Over the trip he makes, he has to sell everything he has in order to get over there. Finally gets to this mansion, massive mansion. He knocks on the door, the butler comes, answers the door, and the butler doesn't want to let anybody in. He pushes himself in, and then he has to face the secretary, and the secretary also is trying to persuade him, no. And he also manages to go around the secretary, and then he's standing there in front of his brother who he grew up with, he played with, same parents, and he says to his brother, it's so great to see you. I haven't seen you in years. And his brother looks at him, and he says, I'm sorry, do I know you? So the poor brother looks at him and says, Naftali, do you know me? You feeling okay? It's me, David, your brother. You know, same parents, brother. Says, I don't think you have the right house. I don't know who you are. And this is the way David was treated. David walks all the way back, takes him days and weeks because he couldn't afford to travel because he spent it all the way there in the first place on the way there. Gets back home and weeks go by. Now the wealthy brother wants to go visit his father. Man, he goes, travels in comfort and luxury. He knocks on the door of his father. His father opens the door. Naftali says, Ava, it's so nice to see you. It's been a while. The father looks at him and says, excuse me, do I know you? So Naftali is shocked. He doesn't understand. I'm your son. What do you mean? Are you feeling okay? What do you mean? Do you know me? I'm your son. The father says, well, he turns to his other son, the poor son, and he says, well, you see, that person over there was told he's not your brother. If he's not your brother, I'm not your father. End of the mashal. Explains Aaron Rosenfeld, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Arizal says, give tzedakah, the Arizal says, mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Love another yid like you love yourself. Before davening, explains the Rav Meyafo. That's what Davar Melech is teaching us here in Tehillim, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav. Ani betzedek echze panecha. I betzedek betztaka. We betztaka echze panecha. When a person gives tztaka before they daven, Hashem says, oh, you love my children. You love my brother. You love your brother. I'm your father. You have a question to ask? You need something? I'm here for you. Let's give tztaka before we daven. We have 2 points over here in today's shiur to focus on as to how to get our tefillahs to be answered. But before we review that, just remind ourselves what Reb Chaim would tell people. Reb Chaim Zatzal would say, you daven? Daven more, with more kavana. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. And the key in the first part, what Reb Shlomo Kluger was telling us, is to accept the bad, just like accept the good with simcha, is then the gematria of number 17 is the same. 17 is toiv. It's good. In kapitel toiv, in kapitel yudzayin, we are told everything is good. Now, how do we see it? Because that's last week's perek as well. Shevisi Hashem lenegdi summit kimimimi balemoit. Hashem is with me at all times. My loving Father, who cares about me, is with me at all times, even when things are difficult. Hashem knows what's good for me. I have to take that bitter medicine. I have to go to physical therapy and stretch my muscle. Anybody ever go to physical therapy? You have to stretch your muscles, and it's painful. But that's what you have to do. It's good for you. Toiv, it's good. 17. Organize the praise of Hashem. What's to organize the praise of Hashem before you daven? That's to accept the ra, just like you accept the toiv. And then at the end we said as well, Ani b'tzedek echze panecha. I will give tzedakah before I daven. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, you're taking care of my children? I'm going to take care of you. I want to thank everybody for reaching out from California, from Muncie, from all over, from all different places. I appreciate your feedback. Wish everyone a ksiva v'chasima toiva, a good geben shiur for you and your mishpachas. All your tefillos should be answered. You should only have simcha in your lives. You shouldn't have to have a situation of to be mevarich ala ra. You should only have to be mevarich ala toiv.